This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. If you're back on Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow, got a busy day, really, really, really busy day. Apparently, we're being told again to not eat raw cookie dough, and that's just something I crave. I fantasize about eating raw cookie dough, and every time there's a raw cookie dough story, I want to run out to the store and get it. But CDC is telling us not to, we'll tell you why. Also, there's a study saying that breast cancer testing guidelines are out of date. They're missing genetic screening, and they're just not as applicable as they should be right now. So we'll talk about that and what the latest is. They say that throwing a snowball is illegal in some states. I was listening to 107.5 The Star. That's my Beasley broadcast brother. Talk about this story. Apparently, a little 9-year-old kid had the chutzpah to take that law on in Severance, Colorado. We'll tell you what happened there. Trump is having a tough time finding a new chief of staff. We'll talk about why nobody wants to take the job. I would so take the job. Even knowing I wouldn't last. We'll talk about that. Artificial dyes in food are fading. You're going to notice your food not be so colorful and pretty looking, which actually may help fight obesity. But we'll talk about why some of the colors do happen and why, like, you know, salmon is so super pink. Last week, we were told that a lot of chemicals in makeup, soap, other personal care products are speeding up puberty in girls. Why we really don't want our young girls pubertizing any sooner than they have to. Apparently, it is finals week for some. You'd never know. My son was asleep when I left. I was like, don't you have finals this week? So, I mean, I'm like, aren't you supposed to be studying? But for those of you parents that aren't really hip to what the kids are doing these days, the next couple weeks is finals week. Problem is finals week could be a very, very miserable time. We're going to talk about that. Speaking of being miserable, they say as doctors are cutting back, you know, giving pain medications, and this is exactly something that we had predicted, many patients are driven to suicide. So we need to talk about that. It's the holidays, and some of you cannot eat the raw cookie dough, even though you're not supposed to eat raw cookie dough. You're not supposed to eat the sweets. You're not supposed to eat, you know, the sugar dumplings and the, what's that pie? It's in a song that nobody understands what kind of a pie it was. No, it's not mince pie. Mince exists. Mince, there was some, it's like a sugar plum something. And nobody knew, I know, it's in a song and nobody even knows if it even exists. Anyway, diabetics can't eat that. So what can a diabetic do during the holiday season? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, the latest on a Supreme Court ruling that has to do with Planned Parenthood. So I don't know how your guys' last few days went. Mine have been fairly, you know, boring. But for Hanukkah and the holidays, hubby got me a beautiful, is this the iPhone XR? I don't even know the new phones. But he got me the fancy phone. It's very slippery in my hands. I can't hold it without it falling off. But one thing that's very interesting about this type of phone, you know, I might as well look up actually what this phone does, because I don't want my husband to have spent money on something and I'm only using it to play Candy Crush on. I do that too. It's like I had no idea that there's, you know, so many things you could use your iPhone for. I use it as a little plate. I put my food on it, which is not good because it, you know, absorbs bacteria and crap. But one thing that's really interesting about this new iPhone is it allows facial recognition. So rather than be putting in my code, 999999, right, which is my code for my iPhone, rather than me doing that, please, really, how many of you are going to actually get my iPhone? Do you really want to see what's on my iPhone? Do you really want to see all my selfies at work, at Walmart? Really? Yeah, I was at Walmart yesterday, and I was wearing my pajamas. You really want, if you guys want my phone, go have it. Anyway, passcode's 999999. But apparently, setting it up, there's facial recognition. So the dog was sitting on my lap, so you guys know where this is going. So little Uzi is sitting on my lap. Uzi, 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 what's the dog supposed to be? So anyway, Uzi's on my lap, and I'm setting up the facial recognition, and her stupid face jumps into the view. And I'm like, all right. And then they make you do a couple other recognitions. Like, you know what, fine, no big deal. So Uzi is there licking my face. Her face is all over mine. So basically, the phone should be identifying the dog. It has worked every time when I look at it directly. Which means I look like my dog. That's a problem. You know, I'm wearing glasses. I could use an upper lip wax. I mean, we all could. Honestly, once you're over 40... hair starts showing up in places where you're like, really? So I get that, but I don't look like a dog. She's a little Bichon Frise. I mean, she's blonde. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm flatter because it's blonde. But I got to tell you, man, I don't want to use the word addictive, but it is really enslaving when you have this push towards technology and you end up not having to do much of your own. Like, you see all these commercials now where the kids are able to talk to their parents remotely. You know, some of you are like, gosh, I don't want to call my parents. No, 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 but you don't understand. The more you do this remotely, the less inclined they are to come visit. And so now one of the biggest gifts, the biggest thing that's being pushed out there on all the commercials while I'm watching football are these, I don't even know what the company is, but, you know, there's a lady cooking and she sees her parents. She goes, oh, you're having an ugly sweater party? They're like, and she's like, no. He goes, you having a burnt cookie party? Apparently that's the big thing now where you can be hanging out with your folks. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Trump's next chief of staff. This is kind of big. A lot of people don't care anymore, but I'm really, really fascinated by employee-employer relations. I talk about work a lot on the show. Big thanks, by the way, to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But I am just really fascinated by the different nuances in so many different industries, and I'm blown away at how similar it is. I mean, I've worked in a variety of different capacities. I've worked in, you know, restaurant, I've worked in entertainment, I've worked in medical, I've worked in academia, I've worked in marketing, human resources, business, so I've worked in a variety of different, you know, fields. And it's the same poop, different day in terms of employees, you know, employees getting jealous. There's being there's politics. There's egos. There's you want to do a good job, but not too good a job. And you want to rein it in, and you want to lay low, and you want to stay in your lane. And it is in almost every field. And I just don't get it. And so you wonder, which is kind of interesting, with what's going on with President Trump, who is by no means a barometer of employers and employee relations, but this is a man who's gotten stuff done his whole life and has obviously been pretty successful at a lot of the things he has done. He's been unsuccessful at others. So I just find it very intriguing how a man like this finds a chief of staff, keeps the chief of staff, ends up having a good, solid relationship with the chief of staff, and we're not seeing it. And to me, it's a little unsettling. So apparently, now that John Kelly is leaving, and there's not really a lot of data as to why, there are some options for President Donald Trump's chief of staff. Nick Ayers, who has been the top aide to Vice President Mike Pence, seemed to be the most logical choice. He's turned it down. Conservative Congressman Mark Meadows has also turned it down. Chris Whipple, the author of The Gatekeepers, A History of the White House Chiefs of Staff, said to Politico, "You really do have to wonder why anybody would want to be Donald Trump's White House Chief of Staff, given that so far it's been, quote, mission impossible." Now, I'd like to know why is that? Is it that he's that difficult to work with? Is it that he's not open to advice? Is it that most people in Washington don't know what they're doing? I mean, John Kelly, I'm a big fan of, and I think, you know, he's done a wonderful job. He served the president. But, I mean, what are they advising him to do? And so you wonder, is it, or are they giving great advice? And Donald Trump's like, if you don't agree with me, I don't want you here. And so some of the news pundits I was listening to on Fox News were saying maybe he just doesn't want a chief of staff. So you're forcing somebody to work with somebody who doesn't really want that help. You know, he likes to go off script. He likes to do his own thing. So some of the contenders is Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary. He's had a relationship with them. Apparently Trump went to his wedding. Mick Mulvaney, former White House member. Robert Lighthizer. He was a U.S. trade rep. Mike Whitaker. He's the one that's the acting attorney general. Chris Christie. He's had a lot of issues in his political career, but I'm thinking he's interested in the job. David Bossi. He's the president of Citizens United, co-wrote a book about his campaign. So, how I look at this whole situation is this really mimics a lot of our situations. Many of us have had a boss that really doesn't want our help. They need us, but don't want us, you know? And if you feel like you're not going to be wanted, or you're going to be out of a job anyway, then who's going to want to take the job? Rice Priebus had the job. Didn't Manafort have his job? I don't remember the chief of staff job. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see who would take it. Now, let's say I was offered Donald Trump's chief of staff job, knowing full well that I could be out of a job in 3 months or 6 months. I would take it. Because how many people could say they were chief of staff? Now, many of you, when your careers, you would say that's the stupidest thing possible. Never take a job that you could be fired from. Never take a job that could end, because then you have that embarrassment. Not entirely. I look at life and jobs completely different. I would rather say I did something than never try, even if I know it's going to be unsuccessful. You know, I've worked with some students who had some, learning challenges. And these were students that some people didn't know how to successfully work with. And so my high probability of failing, you know, at getting them to pass certain tests was really high, and I got them to pass. And I got to tell you, man, that is like one of the biggest highs for me in my career. And I'm not officially a teacher. I mean, yeah, I teach now at Toro University of Nevada, but I'm not. That's not my background. My background isn't teaching. I don't have a master's in education or a PhD in education. But taking something with a high probability of failure and actually succeeding, to me, is very enticing. But then, you know, should you guys ever take a job that you know is going to fail? Most, 99% of you would say, hell no. You don't want to have a failure attached to your name. I disagree. I would rather see the effort. I would rather to see what you did. You know, it's very interesting. Whenever you apply for a job, or let's say you apply for medical school or a residency, one of the questions we ask you is, did you ever meet failure, and what did you do to overcome? And if you answer, I've never failed anything in my life, you don't get the job. You don't get the position. But if you're honest and said, you know, look, there was a kid who was always failing math, and I was his tutor, and I felt responsible, and I, you know, knew he probably wasn't going to, you know, pass his trigonometry test, but this is what I did, and, you know, he raised his score by 40-50%, and honestly, I, you know, even though I wish I could have made him successful, knowing that those techniques caused some improvement is pretty valuable. An answer like that would win me over. And so anybody that decides to take this job, true, half of the country will say, okay, well, they're an opportunist. They just want to be in the Trump White House. They want to whatever. But I think a lot of people will say, well, that takes some chutzpah. That takes some guts, some cojones. And that's pretty impressive. So the only thing is you got to be very careful when you jump to a new job, what you're giving up. A lot of us will give up other opportunities. I remember I had a choice between two TV shows. And one, the choice I made was the right one because the first TV show ended up never happening. But then the other one ended up, there was vice president change and whatever. But, you know, you're going to be forced to make a choice and say no to something you have. What is it? Two birds in a hand is better than one in a bush. I don't know what the saying is. And so, you know, you need to, you know, somebody that's leaving their congressional job to go and be White House chief of staff for 2-3 months and get fired. No, I don't see why any congressman would do that. And in fact, their constituents would be upset. But I find it very, very fascinating. Very fascinating. So now, Supreme Court's been in the news. Apparently, there's a win for Planned Parenthood. They side with Planned Parenthood in a funding fight. Apparently, the Supreme Court rebuffed efforts by states to block funding to Planned Parenthood. If it left in place two lower court options that said that states violate federal law when they terminate Medicaid contracts with Planned Parenthood affiliates who offer preventative care for low-income women. Now, only three conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, voted to hear the case. Chief Justice John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh appeared to side with the liberals in not taking up the case. So we'll talk a little bit about that, on what that means in terms of funding and abortion. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
USA Radio News.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says at least two people are dead after a year's worth of snowfall fell in parts of the state. The governor is warning residents to stay home until first responders can clear the road, and almost 2,000 flights have been canceled, and 200,000 people are still without power. Governor Cooper says if you don't have anywhere to go, please stay off the roads.
First responders stand ready to assist you as needed, but don't risk your safety and theirs by making them come to your rescue.
GM workers are planning a large protest of the automaker's restructuring plans to close five plants and lay off close to 15,000 employees. The protesters were in Detroit, and lawmakers in Lansing and Washington, D.C. are also doing their best to pressure GM to rethink their decision. A new survey conducted by the Allianz Global Assistance says that more than 30% of Americans have never traveled alone. Security and safety concerns are the main reason. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Brett Kavanaugh, who had just made it into the Supreme Court, apparently sides with liberal justices in declining to hear a Planned Parenthood defunding case. So I didn't know, this was kind of news to me, that only four justices are needed to agree to grant a hearing on any case. And so, apparently only three conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, all voted to hear the case. And so, we're paying for Supreme Court justices, liberal and conservative alike, which shouldn't be a demarcation. Our justices should be neutral, if you ask me. But I thought we're paying them a job to interpret the law. And I guess liberal judges, as well as Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and John Roberts, declined to hear the case that would have allowed states to defund Planned Parenthood in state Medicaid programs. So I kind of don't get... I don't get how they aren't doing their job. I mean, you could just decline. You could. I understand recusing yourself if you were a part of something and you have to look neutral. But just say, no, I'm not going to. I'm not going to be there. I'm going to step out on this one. I'm going to take a powder, right? No, that's not, I just don't think that's cool. They said Roberts and Kavanaugh likely have serious objections to this. Steve Vladeck, CNN Supreme Court analyst and professor of University of Texas School of Law. But such votes seem to signal that they would rather avoid contentious, high-profile disputes for now, at least where possible. Wait a second. The reason why the Supreme Court justices don't get reelected and they're in for life is so they don't have to worry about a reelection. They don't have to worry about public opinion. A Supreme Court justice's job is to interpret the law. It's not about public opinion. See, just like a doctor. We're going to be talking about how people are now contemplating suicide because they can't get their pain medications and they're in pain and they're miserable and they're made to feel like they're drug seekers when they're not. A doctor is not supposed to be concerned about public opinion. They're supposed to be concerned about what is right for the patient. Now, giving them a narcotic when they don't deserve one or when it's not necessary, yeah, they need to not. Giving an antibiotic when it's not necessary, true. But when you guys go to a doctor, do you at all think that public opinion has any weight on their decision? It shouldn't. Well, same thing with Supreme Court justices. They do not have to worry about being elected or being appointed or, you know, running for office because they're in there for life. Then why are they trying to avoid high-profile, hot-button topics? So the issue isn't so much whether states could provide federal funding for abortion. I guess the case concerned was whether they could block Medicaid funds from offices that provide such women with annual health screens, contraceptive coverage, and cancer screening. So Clarence Thomas wrote, I suspect it has something to do with the fact that some respondents in these cases are named Planned Parenthood. What explains the court's refusal to do its job here? But these cases are not about abortion rights. They're about the private rights of action under the Medicaid Act. Resolving the question presented here would not even affect Planned Parenthood's ability to challenge the state's decisions. It concerns only the rights of individual Medicaid patients to bring their own suits. So apparently Kansas, one of the states that had asked the Supreme Court to step in, wanted the justices to review a lower court opinion that held that while states have broad authority to ensure that Medicaid health providers are qualified to provide medical service, the power has limits. States may not terminate providers from their Medicaid program for any reason they see fit, especially when the reason is unrelated to the provider's competence or the quality of health care it provides. That's according to a panel of judges. Now, Kansas and Louisiana have moved to terminate Medicaid contracts with the affiliates after a group opposing abortion published edited videos that they depicted, you know, the Planned Parenthood discussing fetal tissue and talk about the price of such tissue. Then Planned Parenthood later filed a lawsuit against the group, Center for Medical Progress, alleging that the defendants lied their way into the recorded meetings, set up a fake company, personal identities. That was a real big deal when we saw those videos. And in court briefs, lawyers for Kansas, according to CNN, argued that the lower court opinion gives millions of Medicaid beneficiaries the ability to go directly to federal court to challenge a state's determination that their provider is not qualified. So Planned Parenthood argued that Kansas terminated the Medicaid provider agreements to affiliates without cause. So this case isn't necessarily about, all right, will Planned Parenthood still receive money? Not directly. But I still take issue with a few things. Okay, one is, I don't understand why we don't have separate little one-item bills or one-job provided entities. And I tell you why. I get very frustrated when these bills have so much mixed in. Like, didn't somebody say with the Affordable Health Care Act there was something that had to do with paper airplanes or some sort of, I don't know, there was something mixed into the Affordable Care Act. And you're like, wait a second, the bill should just be about health care. Same thing with these government-funded clinics where, okay, you will receive money from the government. You will provide pap smears. You over here will provide breast cancer screening. Now, somebody could say, Dr. Nadia, that's ridiculous. Okay, nobody's going to go in to get breast cancer screening. Well, technically, a self-breast exam isn't breast cancer screening. Breast cancer screening includes mammograms. Does Planned Parenthood provide mammograms? See, if they did, then have a entity that provides discounted or free mammograms. But instead, we have this entity, Planned Parenthood, where they do cervical cancer screening, they do contraception, which, again, I'm grateful for. A lot of my patients in the past really benefited from that. But some of their clinics perform abortion. So many of us that may take issue with that do not want our tax dollars going to something that we believe is ending a life of an individual. So then, you know, if Planned Parenthood doesn't want to stop doing abortion, then, that's their prerogative, but don't use our tax dollars. And if the government wants to have an entity that provides medical care for, you know, for underserved populations, then have a contraception clinic. Have a pap smear clinic. Have a, diabetes. You know, these could be separate entities, and they get funding. Problem is, I get how funding works. There's a budget. And then people transfer money in and out of budgets. I get it. So, you know, I'm really frustrated because we have it's kind of a big mess. And I'm also frustrated that we have one entity that is so powerful when power is not really supposed to be in play. You know, it's having clinics and resources for people that shouldn't be one nonprofit. I just get a little nervous by seeing all this power that Planned Parenthood has. You know, they do a lot of good, but you know, if we have government run clinics, then let it be government run clinics. Don't have it under the guise of, okay, well, we have this clinic, but yeah, they also do abortion, they also do, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And then they'll call breast cancer screening what it is. If you are going to listen to heart and lungs and perform breast exams and feel under the lymph nodes, and that's fine. Technically, the USPSTF does not recommend breast exams. I think it's very important, and I'm glad they offer them. But if Planned Parenthood's really doing breast cancer screening, then that's a mammogram. And I don't think they provide those. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
La 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 la. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know, where's the Christmas music? La 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 la. I know, I really need some Christmas bumpers here. I know, it's my fault. I don't know how to plug them in and, you know, make it, you know. And also, you know what I think it is I like to sing along a lot, you know. I'll just, you know, sing the whole time, and they're like, no, 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 just give her a song she can't sing to. I'm going to sing to something anyway. Then I could sing to the, you know, you could give me a phone book, and I'll figure out how to sing to that, you know. That's just me. All right, raw cookie dough. The CDC, after they told us to not eat romaine lettuce, right, over Thanksgiving weekend, is reminding us to not eat raw cookie dough. It's just another example of how the government thinks we're stupid. And now they have to remind us. And what they don't realize is every time they remind us to not eat raw cookie dough, we crave raw cookie dough. I seriously, after I get off air, want to run to a store and get raw cookie dough. But I got to tell you something. As a doctor, that's kind of stupid. And the reason why is because homemade dough has raw flour and eggs. And flour and eggs can have E. coli. It could also have salmonella. So, those could kill you. They say, the CDC notes in 2016 an outbreak of E. coli infections linked to raw flour sickened 63 people. So symptoms of E. coli could be severe stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea. You could even go into kidney failure. Apparently, E. coli causes about 30 deaths every year in the U.S., according to CDC. Raw eggs in the batter obviously can put you at risk for salmonella. Salmonella where you get diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, rash. And salmonella could also lead to life-threatening diseases. So, they say 450 people die every year, according to USA Today, because of salmonella infections. So, you need to cook flour and eggs. That is why you can't have raw batter. Oh, it tastes so good. I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. When you guys eat sunny-side-up eggs, sunny-side-up eggs do not appear to have the same reputation of making you sick. And you're like, but I see the wiggly jiggly egg. Or like a over, not an over hard, but a soft boiled egg. Soft boiled egg has yolk drip all over the place. I've watched Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef. But apparently, because it's heated and not technically cooked, the heat kills the bugs. And that's kind of what's going on there. So the CDC and the FDA now are urging people to avoid handling raw flour, including children who might be playing with raw dough or use raw flour in arts and crafts activities. Now, that is true. That's very interesting. Some of these restaurants, they're kind of smart in terms of getting the children excited, where they will give the child the dough for their pizza or their dough for their pita bread. And so the kids get to play around with the dough. Then they give the dough to the, you know, the food server. Then the food server takes it to the back and they cook it. And you know you're going to get it because who the hell would want to serve somebody else's handed dough? You also, though, worry when I look around, I see a bunch of kids. I'm like, okay, how do they know that one is his? So, but again, they're touching cookie dough. So they say, is any cookie dough safe to eat? They say commercially sold cookie dough advertised to eat without baking is fine because the products don't contain raw eggs, and many are made with heat-treated flour. But this is what they're talking about, are like these candies, you know, like these little cookie dough bites. I know, I love the holidays. I love yummy eats. I just do. And, the more the better. Alright, a 9-year-old boy from the town of Severance, Colorado, got dressed up in a bow tie to take down a law that has been, I guess, in the ordinances for decades. Apparently, you are not allowed to throw stones, any missile objects, at property or people within a town. So guess what that includes? Snowballs. So Dane Best says he took up the cause on behalf of his friends and classmates. This little 9-year-old boy is going to be president one day. You'll see. Maybe he should be Donald Trump's chief of staff. He delivered a presentation on the subject to a local town board who backed his message on Monday night. The children of Severance wanted the opportunity to have a snowball fight like the rest of the world. This was during a 3-minute presentation. He said the law was created many years ago. Today, kids need a reason to play outside. Oh, what a good boy, see? Kids need a reason to play outside, and throwing snowballs is part of it. His mummy first learned of the technicality ban during a visit to the town hall of Severance, which is north of Denver. Kyle Reitkirk, assistant to the Severance Town Administrator, said all the kids always get blown away when they found out that it's illegal to throw snowballs. So what ends up happening is town leaders always encourage the kids, you have the power to change the law. So that's what we did. So the law, they believe, is about a 100-year-old law. And they don't think anybody has really been officially charged with the offense. And by the way, the result was unanimous. Officials were unanimous. So when the ban had officially ended, the town's mayor handed Dane and his 4-year-old brother Dax the first legal snowballs in the town's history. I think that's brilliant. We are proud of him for taking initiative to make some change, no matter how small it may be. The family are set to now be looking at the town's other unusual laws, including one that only recognizes cats and dogs as pets. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. You know what? I get how laws have to do what they have to do. You know, you make a law, like, all right, let's legalize marijuana. Everyone's like, woo! And then all of a sudden you see the other ramifications going, wait a second here. You know, what are we going to do about driving? What are we going to do about workplace injury? What do we do about surgeons smoking marijuana before they go into, you know, a surgery? So, unfortunately, laws can't just be very, very simply put. There's always unintended consequences that happen. Now, I'd like to look more at this law that only recognizes cats and dogs as pets. I guess that doesn't then appreciate the average goldfishy, the average parakeet, the average gerbil. I don't know, what kind of pets you guys have? My kids brought home a black scorpion. Well, they bought one. I had a black scorpion in the house. Oh, I lost my mind. I had nightmares every night. You know, brown scorpions I'm used to seeing, but a black, shiny, large, it was probably 8 inches long, black scorpion in that, it was in the kitchen. And in their little, not aquarium, I forget what you call it, landscape that they give with the little, you know, in the little glass, there were some rocks. So I would wake up in the morning, I'd be scratching my tushy, trying to find some orange juice to drink to wake me up, and I'd look at Scorpy, you know, the little black scorpion, to wish him a good morning, like I do all the kitty cats and doggies, and he was gone. Couldn't find him. I screamed louder than I've ever screamed. Turns out he was just hiding in his little rock in the thing. But needless to say, we got that out of the house. Well, we donated it to the school science department so they could have it as a pet and the kids could play with it or whatever they do with it. But, I mean, that just scared the living daylights out of me. On a note, though, with my pets, apparently Shaky Boo is kind of, you know, a very, very amorous individual. And Sashi is also an amorous girl, and they hook up a lot, and they sit on my desk, on my chair desk at home. And I yell at them because they're like my kids, and I tell them no sex, no sex all the time, like they understand. But I think they do understand because Sashi looked at me while they were spooning and just kind of sitting there and holding each other. She looked at me, and then she leaned back and nuzzled up against Shaky Boo and looked back at me like, but I love him. And I was like, all right, I guess. Just, can you please get a room? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. There should be a law against that.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.